Nashville Sports Radio Media Complex. This is the George Plaster Show. Call George now at 615-844-5600 and online at WNSR.com. And now, George Plaster.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome in on a beautiful Tuesday in Nashville, Tennessee, where we obviously have big news. This will be the story of the day, not only in our city, but for a lot of people around the country, and that is that former Heisman Trophy winner and former Tennessee Titan running back great Eddie George is now officially the new head coach of the Tennessee State University Tigers. So there will be a lot around that today. Get ready, because nobody is going to cover it any better than we are. Let me say hello very quickly to Terry McCormick, TitanInsider.com. Terry, how are you?
I'm doing well, George. Doing well.
Give me one memory that sticks out to you of covering Eddie George.
Well, I think one of them was just his determination in that Super Bowl against the Rams. His determination down there when he got in the end zone for that touchdown, he was just kept his legs churning and driving. That one play really sticks out to me, that one. And then I would say that he was not known as a breakaway runner in the same vein that Derrick Henry was.
You're going Indy, aren't you, in the playoffs?
Yes, I am. But that breakaway run was amazing. No one was going to catch him on that play.
I was there as well, and I remember I was, for some reason, headed down to the field, even though it was still late third quarter, early fourth quarter. For some reason, I was headed down there, and I remember thinking, oh, my goodness. Anyway, Terry, why don't we start with stat of the day, and then Mike Organ from the Tennessean is going to join us, and I think we'll get some interesting perspective from Mike on how this story is going to get covered not only locally but around the country. So you ready for stat of the day?
Absolutely.
How many NFL running backs have rushed for 10,000 or more yards in their career?
Well, I know Eddie George is one of them. I do know that, because he has just over 10,000 yards, and he's the franchise's all-time leading rusher.
That appears to be you stalling.
Yes, that is me stalling.
Yeah.
That is me stalling.
Okay. Whew. How many have achieved this?
I'll throw a number out there and say 18.
Terry, that number is incorrect.
As much I figured.
Yeah. There are 31.
31?
There are 31, and Eddie George is 28th with 10,441 yards. Okay? You want me to give you the names?
Sure.
Okay.
I guess that Emmitt Smith is at the top of that list.
He's number one. Who's number two?
Oh, is Walter Payton?
Walter Payton it is. Let's bring up Mike Organ and see if he knows number three. Mike, just feel free to blurt it out.
Number three, and I've been sitting here listening, and I haven't gone over to my computer to Google this up.
To cheat.
Which I should have done.
Yeah.
I know. My guess was 24, so I wouldn't have gotten that right either.
You won't believe this
number
one.
Three. O.J. Simpson.
hold on a second. O.J., for the record, is still not to be found. There he is at number 21.
He's just one of my favorite guys, so I just threw him out there.
Yeah. Frank Gore is number three.
That, yeah.
Can you believe
that? That is
amazing. I remember when he hit that and everybody saying how tenacious that guy is. Just, you know, you hang around long enough and those kind of things happen.
Yeah.
I do remember him getting up there in that top five. I didn't know he was number three.
So you covered this press conference this morning. I was there with you. And kind of talk to me about how important a play this will be in the Tennessean in the days to come.
I think it'll be huge, and I think we can look at what we, you know, our sister paper, the Clarion Ledger, has done with covering Jackson State with Deion Sanders. So we've actually got a template to follow, and we have found out that there's a great amount of interest in this kind of thing. If this continues to happen, you know, if Ray Lewis gets a team, if South Carolina State hires a high-profile coach like this, or a high-profile individual to coach, because, you know, right now, George, this hasn't even been, is not even considered a coach until you actually coach, I guess. But if it continues, I think it'll die down a little bit. But right now, it's still a very, very, very big story. I think, George, before we got out of Gentry Center this morning, I believe Eddie was on First Take. So that just kind of tells you how big a deal it is. He went straight off the podium to do First Take, and he will be doing just nonstop national interviews for the rest of the week.
So kind of tell me what things that they're asking you to do locally, Tennessean.
Well, I think some of the first things will obviously be to nail down this staff, which we've seen it thrown out there. And in fact, you asked about the staff this morning. Your question was about Jeff Fisher, who you asked what kind of influence he had, and now we've seen a lot of speculation that Jeff will be a member of the staff in some capacity, more likely as an advisor, not an actual position or coach or a coordinator or anything like that. But we've heard that Jeff's son, Brandon, will be the defensive coordinator. Hugh Jackson will be the offensive coordinator. And that there's some other big names that they haven't nailed down yet that they're still talking to. So that'll be my next big chore, will be to nail down the staff and find out, some contract information, details, and to make sure these guys are going to stick around, to make sure they're serious about it.
Here's one name that won't be on the list. Mine.
Have you turned them down?
No, I have not, but they're not that desperate.
Oh, okay.
Because I'll tell you, Jeff has helped him put together a monster staff. I think when it all gets out, because part of what's going on here is sort of the 30-day state hiring freeze. I may not be saying it right, but you know where I'm going.
Yeah, you have to advertise the position.
Right.
The positions, yes.
Exactly. So
this whole thing has kind of been crazy because the announcement came basically, or it didn't come, but at least the news broke of a new coach, while there was a sitting coach who still had a football game to coach the following day, with Rod Reed. And I hated it for Rod, George. We know he's such a good guy. I hated that the news got out while he was still the sitting coach at Tennessee State and made for a very awkward post-game interview Sunday night when we were asking him about his, are you still the coach? What do you know about Eddie George? And the interesting thing is that Eddie George and Rod Reed are friends. Their sons played football together at NBA. Both are very, very good football players at NBA. So the dynamics are really odd and unfortunate in a lot of ways. I just hate it for Rod that it got out first.
Yeah, let me get both of you all to talk about this, because this is really a sensitive issue to me. Mike, you were here 31 years ago when I got in Paul Houlihan's crosshairs about his firing of Watson Brown and what a crappy thing, the sneaky way that was handled, because a coach had long since been hired. Houlihan made it sound like he was in this national search, and the truth of it is they'd hired the guy 6 weeks before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jerry DiNardo had been on campus the week before, had been checking things out, and I'm sure was already putting his staff together when Hope Hines broke the news that he would be the new coach and that Watson Brown would be fired, and that's how Watson found out that he was fired.
Yeah. Terry, You've kind of watched this from afar, even though you've covered Eddie from day one of his Oilers and Titans stuff here. My My sense of this is that it's a miracle that it held through to Sunday, because this had been going on for weeks.
Yeah, I mean, this is something apparently that had been in the works for a while. And, you know, when you're dealing with a guy like Eddie George, you don't just call him up one day and say, hey, you want to be our football coach? Obviously, this is going to take a process, you know, to get a guy like that to, you know, voice whether or not he's interested, and then to make it work from the situation of being the coach to the financial arrangements, everything like that. So this is not a spur-of-the-moment thing. Now, it certainly kind of came out of the blue on Sunday when news broke of it happening, but certainly this is something that had been in the works for a while.
So, Mike, I know you were trying to get to the bottom of this as I was leaving the Gentry Center today. A lot of people will step up and say, well, yeah, I kind of thought about it, and who do you think first uttered, let's go after Eddie George and see what happens?
I don't have any doubt, George, that it was Mickey Allen. And you're going to talk to him, I think, today.
At 4:05.
And you've already talked to him. Talking to him at the press conference. Once you meet Mickey and see how energetic and robust and just downright excited he is about things, you know this is not something that's difficult to believe that he would come up with. I mean, you know, when I first heard it, I thought, yeah, this could happen. You know, I could see this as a possibility for one reason, because of Mickey Allen. He had seen what had happened at Jackson State, and Glenda Glover said today that they had told Rod Reed 6 weeks ago that he would not be back. So they had been, you know, they probably started working on this right about that same time, and I don't have any doubt that it was Mickey, and then he took it to Glenda Glover, who is open to some unorthodox things like this.
Yeah.
And, I'm sure it was Mickey's idea, and I think it was just I don't want to say shot in the dark, but it was something he felt like he had to do. He had to have Eddie tell him no before he could move on to the list that was in his pocket that he referred to today. He said that all ADs have a list that they keep, and before he got to that list, I think he had to have Eddie tell him no. And interestingly enough, Eddie told him no, and he wouldn't take no for an answer, and they kept talking about it and kept talking about it, and I think they saw that Eddie was interested, even though he was trying to say he wasn't, and that's why they continued to be persistent. And I'm talking about Mickey Allen and Glenda Glover.
Mike, let me ask you one more thing. How big do you think this story plays out in Columbus, Ohio, and Houston, Texas?
Yeah, I think it'll be huge. I think it'll be pretty big nationwide, George, but I think in those two places, Eddie is still revered. He's such a nice guy. He's been involved in so many different things. He stayed in the spotlight for 17 years. I mean, it's hard to believe, you know, that's how long it's been, but he has remained prominent, all that time. And not in just one way, you know, not as a sportscaster like a lot of people do. You know, they can sustain that kind of notoriety, but they usually stay with one thing. He's done a lot of different things to remain in that spotlight and remain prominent. And I think in those three places, the two you mentioned in Nashville, you know, where across the state of Tennessee, that it's a huge, huge story, and certainly the biggest thing we've seen at Tennessee State since the days of John Merritt, and even bigger because you didn't have the kind of coverage that you have nowadays when Merritt had that program. It's one of the best in the country on that level.
Mike, enjoyed being with you earlier today. I really appreciate your coming on and kind of adding some thoughts from the newspaper angle about where this is going.
Good to be with you guys, George, and I will listen later and see what Mickey says on your show, too.
Okay, excellent. Thank you.
See you guys.
Mike Organ from the Tennessean joining us right off the bat. Terry, give me a final thought or two, and then we'll go to the break. And for those who have not heard the press conference, we're going to try to play it in its entirety here in the 2 o'clock hour. I thought Eddie handled himself beautifully. I'm biased.
George, I'll throw my 2 cents worth on this. I think this is a potential home run hire for Tennessee State, because you think about it. Ever since this story broke on Sunday, you know, we have been on the air yesterday, been on the air today. You know, I'll say this. How often do we discuss Tennessee State athletics on the airwaves? Usually not a lot. And I'd say we, other than Pogi, who is their play-by-play guy, we probably talk about it more than anybody else in town. But now you've got not only probably every show in town talking about Eddie George, you've got people nationwide talking about Eddie George and talking about Tennessee State University. This is the type of publicity and the type of good PR that you cannot buy.
Amen. We'll go to the break on that. 2:19 is the time. Eddie George's press conference, you will hear it hopefully in its entirety when we come back. You're listening to WNSR. Do not go away.
One of the real joys of growing up in Nashville has been the visit to the flea market. And like a lot of things that are going on in our world right now, stuff has been turned upside down. The flea market staff misses you. They want you to know that. But for your convenience, during this downtime, they have set up a virtual flea market. You can go on the website virtualnashvilleflea market.com to get more details. And for more information, visit the website thefairgrounds.com/flea market. Now, where does all of this get into sports? I'm about to tell you. The folks at the flea market will be the weekly sponsor of the Metro Nashville High School Football Report. It'll air each week, Friday, 2:25 p.m. Join us, and when things get better, go visit the flea market.
Blair, what about my medical bills?
They'll all be taken care of through the settlement.
What about me?
You worry about getting better. Do what your doctor tells you. We'll take care of the rest.
What a relief.
Mark Durham, Injury Law, 615-242-9000.
Want to talk to you about the folks at Doobie Orthopedics, and I know that you're going to sit there and go, Plaz, what do you know about that? And the truth of it is, not much. Until about a year ago, right about now, I ended up with some really bad shoulder and neck problems, and I had no idea where to turn. A friend of mine suggested Doobie Orthopedics, and you know what? That friend was dead on right. I find out now they've got over 30,000 customers. There's a reason for that. They are really good at what they do. I ended up choosing the Hermitage location, but they have locations all over town. Frist Boulevard was where I was, with a phone number of 391-4545. I got the individual one-on-one attention that I needed. They set up a plan, and you know what? The plan worked to perfection. I highly recommend Doobie Orthopedics. With the weather getting warmer, I think about golf, even though my golf game isn't that great, and I want to throw an option out there that you may not have thought of in a while. Riverside Golf Links at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. With new ownership, the golf course has improved dramatically. The greens look awesome. There are 27 holes, 9 of which are an executive course for beginners and juniors. So the other 18 holes have great bunkers. It's fun. It's relaxing. The pace of play will allow you to get 18 holes in 4 hours or less. So let me give you a couple of other particulars. A brand new grill, a stocked pro shop, and improved practice facilities. Great fun, great way to entertain yourself. Dial them up for a tee time, 847-5074, or go online, riversidegolflinks.com.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data. Points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Your exclusive national sports radio, WNSR, Skyscan Forecast.
For today, mostly cloudy with a stray afternoon shower. The high 74. Mostly cloudy tonight, low 50. For Wednesday, it's going to be mostly cloudy with an isolated shower. High 68. Thursday, sunny. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
This is the George Plaster Show. Call now, 844-5600 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
2:23, and most of today will be spent on the big story. Eddie George is now the head football coach at Tennessee State University. About 4 hours ago, he walked to the podium at the Gentry Center. And here's what he had to say.
I'm excited to introduce the new leader that will become the 22nd head coach of our football program. But before I do so, I'm proud to say that our new leader is a proven winner both on and off the field. He's a Nashville hero and one of the greatest players of all time. He's passionate and knowledgeable about the game of football. But more importantly, he's dedicated and committed to developing and teaching young men the game of football. He's dynamic, he's charismatic, he's energetic and magnetic, and has all the tools necessary to build a championship level program here at the Tennessee State University. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in officially introducing the next head football coach of the illustrious Tennessee State University, Eddie George.
Wow. Oh, man. Thank you, everyone, for coming out today for this momentous occasion. This is a new chapter for me. I'd like to thank Dr. Glover, Dr. Allen, for believing in me to do this job. I'm very excited about it. Thank you, Tiger Nation, Big Blue, for embracing me as your next head coach. I'm extremely excited about it. First of all, I would like to acknowledge Coach Rod Reed and his staff for their service to the university for the past 10 years. They did an amazing job here. Yes, yes. Rod is a proud alumni of Tennessee State University, and he did an amazing job, and I look to take what he's done here to the next level. Like I said, I'm honored to be named the 22nd head coach of this university, this program. And I truly understand the history when it comes to Tennessee State football. I've been living here for well over 24 years. In fact, when we first got here from Houston, we landed here at Tennessee State. And I was very familiar with the 13 national black championships that they've won here. The Hall of Fame coaches, like Henry Dean and Howard Gentry Sr., John A. Merritt, Joe Gillum Sr., great players like Richard Dent, Claude Humphrey, NFL Hall of Famers. I mean, number one in HBCUs in terms of putting players in the NFL. Very aware, extremely aware of the rich history here, and I get it. So taking this job on carries a lot of weight. I have some big shoes to fill. But I feel like I'm the man to get the job done. I'm extremely excited. We have a lot of work to do. This is a day of excitement. And I'm just proud to be a Tiger. Go Big Blue. Thank you.
At this time, we will have media Q&A. I ask that if the reporter, if you have a question, please come to the mic. And hopefully we'll get everybody in. before a hard stop at 10:30. I'd ask for you to say your name, your outlet, and ask your question.
Corey Curtis with News 2. Eddie?
Corey, hello. Good seeing you, man.
Good to see you. Congratulations.
I can't recognize you with the mask on, but that's all right. You look good.
The blue eyes.
Yeah, blue. It's a blue day.
When you took the leap to Broadway,
yeah,
the pressure was on you to represent your family. Now you have the hopes and dreams of an entire community.
Mm-hmm.
How heavily does that weigh on you?
That's a huge responsibility, and one that I did not take lightly. When I was presented with this opportunity a few weeks ago, I was speechless. I was floored. I was like, no, in the beginning. But I have to be honest, when I had some excitement about it, like, man, that would be pretty cool to be a head coach. I seen what Deion has done down at Jackson State, the energy that he created. Coaching wasn't on the forefront of my mind, but when I talked to my family, I said, Tamara, listen to this. You know, they want me to be the head coach at Tennessee State University. Can you believe that? I said, what do you think? She says, well, why not?
That's what a wife is.
I was like, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
And I did my checklist. I put down the pros and cons. I reached out to several NFL coaches. I've leaned on some friends and family for some sound advice, both in the profession, out of the profession, in the working world, in the entrepreneur world, just to see what they thought about it and to see what this job would entail. It's truly all boots rise mentality when it comes to this. When you look at any football program, the eyeballs of an institution are through the football program. Believe it or not, any institution you look at, Ohio State or Tennessee or wherever. So we have an opportunity to really do some great things here. So, yes, I do feel the weight of that. And I had to ask myself, Corey, if I had the energy, the focus, the commitment to do that, because, you know, I was on Broadway. I've done so many different things. DJ, I've been doing things in the community, and I have my businesses I'm running. And I had to really be honest with myself and say, hey, can I do this? But when I got focused and locked in, I said, man, this is not about me. This is about something bigger than me. Mm-hmm. So leadership and being a head coach is about service and serving others. And I'm at a place in my life where I'm ready to do just that. And whatever comes along with that, the good and the bad, the ugly, I'm willing to deal with it and move accordingly. Because my goal is to get this program back to prominence. And I put my word on that. Mm-hmm. I'm fully committed. I'm totally focused on it. And I'm excited to do it.
Before we go to the next question, we want to acknowledge that very smart woman who convinced you to take this job. We'd like you to recognize your wife.
Well, my family's over here, my wife, yes, my grandmother, my mother, my aunts, my sons, cousins, friends, fraternity brothers. They're all here. Thank you.
Okay, next question, please.
Eddie, Chris Harris at News 4 here in Nashville. Congratulations, sir. I just wanted to know, have you ever thought about being a head coach up until you were presented with this opportunity a couple of weeks ago? And what makes you believe that you can be a successful head coach, mm-hmm, having never really entertained this notion?
Honestly, no. 6 months ago in COVID, I was listening to my wife's soundtracks as we were cleaning the house for 18 times, the 18th time. You know, I was focused on building my business, my wealth management business. And that's what I was really aiming for. I was looking to do that and play golf every day. But when I got the phone call and they asked me about it, again, I was like, are you sure you know what you're asking me? But again, it just resonated in my spirit and it wouldn't go away. You know, I just really, truly relied on my intuition about it. Like, okay, I need to keep seeking this and moving forward and finding out what is the fulfillment on the other side of this. So I see it from one perspective as a player, but not as a coach. So I had to really do my due diligence in that. So just like anything else, man, I had to start off as an actor somewhere, and I did just that. I ended up on Broadway. I went back and got my master's in business. I went to Kellogg School of Management. Started my own businesses. I had to start somewhere. And I have no doubt that, again, you know, I can be successful at this because, yes, we want to win. And that's what we want to do. We want to win championships. You want to have banners hanging up in the rafters. But what success means to me is when a kid can come here to this college, get an education, number one, and be prepared for life after football or after sports. Win a championship, be molded, be guided, and have a support system thereafter to come back to Blue Nation and to share ideas and be a mentor. That's success to me. So, yeah, I believe I can do that. I've been a mentor my whole life. I've been mentoring these two young men, my sons, my whole life. I've been in business, in board meetings my whole life. There's elements and components that have prepared me for this moment. Now, the nuances of coaching a game in game, yeah, you're going to get, I'm going to get criticized for not going forward on fourth down. Maybe we should go forward on for 2-point conversion. I mean, you guys are Monday morning quarterbacks. I mean, I was that. I was an NFL analyst. So every aspect of this opportunity I've been through, I've been recruited. My sons have been recruited. So I understand that world. Now, to get into the nuances of it, that's where the learning curve is going to be. And I ask for your patience. I ask for your support to do this, because the number one goal is to win and to bring prominence back to this university where it belongs.
Eddie.
Mike Organ with the Tennessean. Good to see you.
Good seeing you, Mike.
Can you talk about, again, you said that when you were first approached, can you and Mickey both talk about the genesis of this relationship, how it came about, and you saying no right away?
Yeah. When me and Dr. Glover contacted Eddie, we were talking through that, right? And she says, Dr. Allen, what is he going to say? I said, first thing, he's going to pause. And he's not going to say anything, because the Eddie George that I know and I've been watching is very intentional about what he does, what he puts his name on, his brand. And as we continue to talk to him about this phenomenal opportunity, I knew I had to sell it to him. I did. I knew I had to sell it to him, because I knew that he had other endeavors off the field that he has been excelling at. But I did know this in my gut. I knew when I looked at the list of candidates, and every AD has his list of guys that fit. Eddie George had all the intangibles inside him. He's been a winner. He's been someone that has excelled as an entrepreneur. He's been someone that's been a pillar of Nashville. You know, he's the face of Nashville. And I'm thinking long term, as we talk to him, if we can get him to do this, Dr. Glover, he's going to have a transformational impact, not only on our young people and our football student athletes, but the university at large and the Nashville community. And I'm extremely excited about that.
I'm going to follow up on that one. It was Trustee Pam Martin that gave me Eddie George's number, and we said, let's give him a call. So when I gave him the initial phone call, I think he thought I was calling about some money for TSU. I said, I want to talk to you about Texas. I want to talk to you about something. So it took him a while. He called back, and he was prepared to say, let's engage and let's talk about fundraising. But when I went in another direction and said, talk about coaching, He was quiet. He paused. He gave us that pause and said, let's meet. So we met and talked for 3 hours.
Yeah.
And then 3 more hours. Then he said, I need this, I need that. So I said, maybe this is going to be too expensive. It may not be a good deal after all.
Next.
Yeah, next.
Hey, Eddie, George Plaster with WNSR Radio. Can you talk a little bit about what Jeff Fisher has done to help you through this process?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I said, you know, when I was approached with this opportunity, I'm going to look at it from every minute angle. I'm going to pick it up like this helmet and look at every situation as possible to see what I'm really getting myself into. I come from the football world, but in terms of the business side, I was not as familiar with it. So who best than to reach out to Jeff Fisher? Now, I reached out to various coaches, Coach Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh. I reached out to Mike Vrabel. I reached out to Luke Fickle. I reached out to guys both in the professional ranks and college ranks to understand what are their day-to-day jobs, to truly get a grasp of their duties outside of the field, because that's where you win. You win in, you know, in administration. You win in the culture that's set from leadership. So in talking to Jeff, I'll never forget it. I was on my way to a golf trip in Florida, and I said, Jeff, give me a call. You know, I want to talk to you about something. This is during the time when he was looking at a couple opportunities for himself with, I think, at Tennessee, Vanderbilt, and Auburn. And we were having some dialogue, and I hadn't told him about the opportunity. So I was still very lukewarm on the idea of taking the opportunity. I was probably at about a 30% chance that I would do it at that point. So I'm sitting on the tarmac, and I'm about to get on this plane to go play some golf, and Jeff calls me and says, hey, man, I want to talk to you about this. Now, listen to this ridiculous idea. I just got approached with this opportunity to coach at TSU, man. I mean, to be the head coach at TSU. What do you think about that? He says, oh, Eddie, that would be great. You would be awesome. Listen, Jeff drafted me in 1996. We went on an amazing run here in Tennessee, and he knows how to push my buttons. And when I tell you I was ready to run through a brick wall after I got off the phone with him, I said, are we going to do this? I was like, ah, let's do it. So, you know, having Jeff has been invaluable. He's really has gone out of his way to guide me, to teach me, to show me all the blind spots, things to think about. Away from the field in terms of running things efficiently and setting up your camps and all the stuff that you need to do to present the package for the players and so forth. So that's been huge. And the thrill of it has been, honestly, is reconnecting with Jeff in this capacity. You know, he was been my coach. Now he's my mentor, helping me become a coach. And to talk about our days together and coming to Tennessee and the stories that we've shared has prepared me for this moment. I mean, we were just recollecting on a few things a couple of days ago, and it's been awesome just working with him in this capacity.
Okay, that's a little bit of what went on today over at the Gentry Center as Eddie George gets named the new head football coach at Tennessee State University. 2:40 is the time. When we come back, Terry McCormick and I will break down some of the things around this hire, so stick around. You're listening to WNSR.
Are you looking to start your own home gym? Hey guys, it's Zach, and I've got the hookup for you. Premier Fitness Source has opened a new location here in the Nashville area, and they are there to help you build the gym of your dreams. They can help you with residential and commercial exercise equipment and with the entire process from design to sales, installation, and maintenance. They are located at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. From ellipticals to weight benches, they have all the tools you need to achieve your health and fitness goals. Go check out their website at premierfitnesssource.com or go see them in Brentwood at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 next to Publix. And check out their Instagram at PFS_Tennessee. Be sure to tell them that we sent you to receive a free gift. Again, that address is 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. At Premier Fitness Source, they are committed to more than your satisfaction.
I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days' worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
Thinking about buying a home or refinancing? Lori Burnett Leland at MortgageLadyUSA.com can help. Listen to what other folks are saying about their experience. John in Birmingham says, quote, Lori helped me walk through each stage of the loan process and ensured I was comfortable with every step we made. She shared her wealth of knowledge and fielded all of my questions regarding my very first home purchase. She's the best. With the power of USA Lending behind her, and over 50 different bank options, Lori Burnett Leland wants to be your mortgage lady. Call her today at 615-969-4350 or visit MortgageLadyUSA.com. Equal housing opportunity, One Vantage Way, Nashville, Tennessee, NMLS number 1088591 and 45370. Licensed in Tennessee, Alabama, and Georgia.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Martin Truex Jr. becomes 2021's first multi-winner at Martinsville this past weekend. Up next, more short track action from Richmond Raceway. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hey, I'm Martin Truex Jr., and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And check us out on YouTube. Search for Final Lap Radio every single weekday right here.
The man, the myth, the legend, the Plaz. The George Plaster Show on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
2:45 it is, and we continue our discussions about Tennessee State University hiring former Tennessee Titan legend Eddie George as their new head coach. Terry, I know I'm biased. And you probably are, too, because we both have covered Eddie for years. We both like him as a human being. But I am amazed at some of the negative talk about how these young kids don't know who he is, and they're not going to be, you know, they won't feel the effects of him walking in their living room. That is such a bunch of bull.
Yeah, I disagree with that completely because, I mean, you know, young kids who are fans of football, you know, they grow up, a lot of what they grow up learning about the game is done through the Madden video game and things like that. So, you know, they know who he is. They know, you know, some of the accomplishments, especially people who are local here. You know, you can't help but hear about Eddie George because his name pops up all the time in the news regarding the things that he's doing in his business, in his personal life, and those sorts of things. So, no, I don't buy that. I mean, it would be different if it was somebody that was relatively obscure, but no, not Eddie George. I think his name still carries a lot of weight in this town.
And in fact, biasedly, I'll go completely the other way. I think he is going to be a knockout in recruiting.
I think you're probably right. I think Eddie George is going to get in living rooms that Tennessee State ordinarily would not have access to. I'll say it that way. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. And I brought it up yesterday on the show, and I'll say it again, not that I'm trying to turn this into a black-white issue, but one of the secrets of John Merritt's success when I was growing up was that he was able to weave his way through the racial stuff and get a lot of white Nashville to help him monetarily. And I believe the exact same thing is going to go on with Eddie George.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, I think in some ways the recruiting thing is going to have its limits. I mean, if there's a five-star sitting out there, I don't know that Eddie George can sway that guy to come to Tennessee State instead of going to Alabama. But I do think that with a lot of these two and three and maybe even occasional four-star players, I think the influence of an Eddie George can sway a TSU over, say, you know, other 1AAs or maybe even a few of the group of five Division I programs. Because here's the thing. Once he gets the program built, then I believe that the recruiting process will become even that much easier. Because you look at a program at the 1AA level. Look at North Dakota State. North Dakota State is in the middle of nowhere. It's been built up. It's a national champion on that level. And because of that, they're now able to get athletes maybe that they wouldn't have had access to 10 years ago. I think the name of Eddie George is going to allow Tennessee State to get access to some athletes that they wouldn't have ordinarily had access to. And then if Eddie can mold that into a contending team, a team that can win games, can draw some fans at Hale Stadium and occasionally at Nissan Stadium, especially during the Classics games, I think he's got a chance to really build something and put something together here at TSU that we've not seen there in a long time.
I've also heard some of the negativity of he's never coached and all that kind of stuff. And look, a lot of it is legit as far as the fact that he has no college coaching experience. But, Terry, you know that I probably know more about this story than anybody in the Nashville media, and that Jeff Fisher has helped him put a staff together, even though it hasn't been announced yet, that is an absolute gold standard kind of staff. And I think a lot of this is badly overrated.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you hear some of the names that are being thrown out there, Brandon Fisher, Hugh Jackson, you know, some of those names, those are people who have experience coaching football. And like we said yesterday, what Eddie George lacks in experience, I think he can learn. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And I think he's going to rely initially and in the early stages of this a lot on people like Jeff Fisher and people like the coaches that he's going to bring in that have been through this. He's going to rely on, you know, people who've been through the coaching wars, you know, who say, okay, how do we handle this situation or how do we handle that situation? You know, they'll go through the formalities and the work of putting together some game plans and things like that. Eddie will be the CEO, and Eddie, you know, the choices that he'll have to make, it won't be managing the game on game day, but it will be making those crucial decisions. Okay, are we going for this 4th-and-1 at the opponent's 40? Are we going for 2 here with 10 minutes to go in the third quarter? Those sorts of things. I think that those are the things that Eddie will adapt to, and I think adapt to fairly easily.
One of the things that people that have not been around him need to understand, okay, this is not some leatherhead, you know, which is sort of the, I guess, what's the word I'm looking for here? This is what people perceive oftentimes of football coaches, that they've been hit in the head one time too many. Eddie George is a really intelligent guy, period.
Well, I'll go you one further, George. Not only is Eddie George a very intelligent guy, He's also a guy who does not accept failure very well. He's a guy who's driven to succeed no matter what avenue he takes, no matter what endeavor he pursues. He's driven to be the best that he can be at it.
Excuse me, that was not very good radio.
Just killing time now while George has a drink of water. It's no big deal.
Well,
tell a joke, Terry.
Well, sorry about that. That was not very well done.
That's okay, George. I've been guilty of that myself before.
Yes. What I was going to say was, I have never been around a human being who hates to lose at the level that Eddie George hates to lose. And I got a little experience at it from doing a post-game show with him the year the Oilers came to town at Rio Bravo. That guy despises losing. I know we got to go to the break. We'll wrap up hour number one. Watson Brown will join us at 3 o'clock, so stick around.
Blair, what about my medical bills?
They'll all be taken care of through the settlement.
What about me?
You worry about getting better. Do what your doctor tells you. We'll take care of the rest.
What a relief.
Mark Durham Injury Law, 615-242-9000.
Hey, Nashville, this is Crazy Charlie Sonia, and it's time to put 2020 in the rearview mirror as I tell you all about Bongo Java. Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company now is also located in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Bongo Java's expert baristas take pride in their trade, serving up fresh, locally roasted coffee and fresh baked goods all day long. For me, it's all about the plain old grilled cheese, and I make it a soup and sandwich by adding the tomato basil soup each and every time. You just simply can't go wrong with it. Looking for something else? The pesto bomb will always steer you in the right direction. House-made pesto, spinach, onions, cucumbers, and tomatoes on your choice of bagel. Open at 7 days a week and brewing up till 2, Bongo Java adds to the great Omni Nashville Hotel experience. That's Bongo Java, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast for this afternoon. Sunny and temperatures near 80. Partly cloudy overnight tonight. Lows low 50s. Tuesday, 30% chance of showers, mainly in the morning and midday. Mostly cloudy, temperatures low 70s. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio. I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner. Sports Radio.
Download the WNSR app from your app store and take the George Plaster Show on the go from WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
When we come back for the 3 o'clock hour, not only will Watson Brown join us, but Butch Spiridon, who runs the Convention and Visitors Bureau, has done an incredible job in this city for a long time. He was asked by Tennessee State University to help put this event on today, and he will join us not only to talk about that, but also to talk about things like the NFL draft, which he helped bring to Nashville. Is he trying to bring it back again? A lot going on in that front. The Preds, they've got a huge game tonight at home against Tampa. They didn't get a lot of help last night from Columbus. Blackhawks beat the Blue Jackets in Ohio. And so the Nashville lead over Chicago is 2 points. Both teams have played the same number of games, and at the moment, the Predators hold the tiebreaker between the two clubs. By the way, Nashville and Chicago will play 3 times next week, and that will go a long way to determining what's really going to happen. Out of here for hour number one, Watson Brown will join us to start the 3 o'clock. And then Butch Spiridon to talk all kinds of stuff.
WPDQ
Transpro. On air and online, Sports Radio WNSR.
ABC News, I'm Andrea Fujii. In a Minneapolis suburb just a few miles from where Derek Chauvin's murder trial is taking place, another fatal police incident has sparked protests and outrage. Brooklyn Center Mayor Mike Elliott announcing Officer Kim Potter, who shot and killed 20-year-old Dante Wright during a routine traffic stop, has resigned. The mayor says the police chief is also stepping down.
We want to send the message to the community that we're taking the situation very seriously.
The police chief said he believed the officer accidentally shot her gun instead of a taser. The FDA is hitting the pause button on the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine after 6 women who received the J&J shot reported blood clots. The FDA says it will review the cases. South Africa also suspending the J&J vaccine. President Biden announcing a new deadline to withdraw U.S. troops from Afghanistan by September 11th, the 20th anniversary of the terrorist attacks. That's beyond the May 1st deadline set by the Trump administration. This is ABC News.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now. But if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
If the new Oral-B IO electric toothbrush had a theme song, this would be it.
I think you're gonna wanna see this.
Oh, you're gonna wanna see it, all right. Only IO technology combines Oral-B's dentist-inspired round brush head with gentle micro-vibrations for a clean that'll
make you say wow.
Exactly. Get the wow of a professional clean feel every day with the new Oral-B IO.
You're gonna see what everybody's talking about.
Oral-B. Brush like a pro.
Welcome back to Love League.
It's time for Jack to meet our final contestant, April Games. April is a fun-seeking Aries who loves fresh flowers, afternoon showers, and winning. April, describe your perfect night.
Well, Bob, I like to pick up some instant games, find my favorite lucky coin, and see where the night takes me.
Oh, okay. Well, Jack, who will it be?
Yeah, I'm gonna take April Games, Bob.
It's hard not to pick a winner when you pick April Games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. Get ready to knock down some fun with new multiplier instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Four great games that can multiply your next win into big money. Play for $1, $2, $5, or $10 for your chance to win up to $1 million in cash. Pick up a multiplier game today, and with a little luck, your cash could do some serious math. Multiplier games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
From the Nashville Sports Radio Media Complex. Welcome back to the George Plaster Show. Call George now at 615-844-5600 and online at WNSR.com. And now, George Plaster.
And we welcome all of you into the 3 o'clock hour as we continue to discuss Tennessee State University's hiring of Tennessee Titans legend Eddie George as their new football coach. By the way, if you want to see some pictures of what went down this morning at Gentry Center, simply go on my Twitter site, GeorgePlasterTN. Even I can't screw up those pictures. Let's say hello to Coach Watson Brown, who joins us from up on the plateau. Watson, I know you listened in a little while ago. I thought Eddie handled himself beautifully.
George, he did. I thought he was very relaxed, and it seemed to me to just to be Eddie. I don't know him well, but I've seen him through all these years and interviewed and all the and in different situations and how he handles himself. He seemed to be himself, and the other thing that struck me, he really is excited about this.
I think he is too, and I think some of what you just got through saying is why I believe he's going to be such an effective recruiter. He's a natural. He just simply is.
Yeah, and he's a positive kind of guy. Anyway, that's his nature, and always got the smile on his face, even though he's highly competitive. And I think he will be a very good recruiter, and I think he's been smart. He's asked for a lot of advice from a lot of different guys, a lot of coaches, and I think he will handle this in the right way. He's got a long way to go. There's no doubt about that. And let me say real quick, because I went against Rod Reed, and he's been an outstanding coach. He loves TSU. He's done a very good job. His teams were always prepared when I went against him. Had some very good teams during my time, George, and I wish the best for Rod, and I think he'll land on his feet and be good. But he is a TSU guy now. I always felt that about him.
It was a classy move by Eddie to start the press conference by bringing him up.
Absolutely. That was first class and well-deserved. That's what he should have done.
TSU did a smart thing today. They reached out to what I think is a fabulous convention and visitors bureau in our city. Butch Spiridon has probably done as much for this city as anybody over the last 25 to 30 years, including some mayors who have done some great things for our city. And Butch joins us by phone. Butch, how did you get involved in this today?
I asked myself the same question, George. But one of the trustees of the TSU board, who was close to the conversation with Dr. Glover, kind of knows that we understand how to communicate locally, nationally, even internationally, and rightfully so, realized this was a pretty big announcement. And asked if we would help them. Even before I knew what it was, I said, yes, we'll help. I've always enjoyed helping TSU. When I learned what it was, she was just underestimating how big the story was and what a bold move for TSU. So if we could help a little bit, we wanted to help amplify today's announcement.
You have dealt with Eddie George over the years, much like some of us in the media. When you try to put your finger on it, what is the it factor that this guy has?
It's just that. It's it. He's confident as you could possibly be, but he comes across as approachable and warm and thoughtful. He's deliberate and he's competitive. But that smile makes you like him. So it's all those intangibles that just, there are not a lot of people that have it at that level. And then you look at everything he's done. He's been successful at. So I've had, a distinct pleasure to get to know him in the very first year. I've convinced him to do some pretty crazy things for Nashville. Sometimes I'm embarrassed that I asked him, and other times I can't believe what we did. But, he's always been there, and I just think this is a home run for both of them.
What kind of stuff have you asked him to do?
Let me first say, to put it in context to help myself, I helped put together the deal where he ended up with his sports bar at the Hilton downtown. So that's maybe how I earned his confidence or trust to a degree. So I gave him something before I took something. but I've had him be guest speaker for the Coalition of Black Meeting Planners when they were in Nashville. And we had a video that we had done, and it was all of a sudden kind of out of date. I had to edit it. So I had Eddie George star in a new video for us. And I have just, randomly here or there, Eddie, what about this? Hey. And he'll call me. Actually, he serves on our board right now. But he'll call me and we'll bounce some ideas off, and, vice versa. So we've always had a good relationship. I've never tried to use him, and he's never tried to use me. And I think that's what helps. There's never been a overreach on either of our parts.
Butch, when you were trying to get the NFL draft here, and you had been after it for 15 years before a lot of people even knew, did you seek him out at all in that process?
Well, great question. That would be one of the other things. I just forgot that I called him. Not only did I seek him out, I said, how about you and Tim McGraw doing a social media video for us? Tell me when. It was as simple as that. And two pros, both of them are actors. Both of them are used to big stages. It was the easiest shoot I think I have ever done. And it was fun and natural, both of them. They knew each other a little bit, but they clicked. Eddie was a big part of our pitch when we went in, and we said, here are the people that are on our host committee. And Eddie was one of the names I threw out there. Now, I'm not sure I had talked to Eddie yet at that point, but I knew he'd say yes.
Yeah. Butch Spiridon's on the line with us. He runs a wildly successful Convention and Visitors Bureau in our city. Just look at what has gone on and know that his fingerprint is all over the growth that we have had in this city. Watson, what do you got for him?
Butch, I go back with TSU a long ways. I can remember the summer of 1969 when we're throwing over at Dudley Field and working out, and Jefferson Street Joe is coming over and throwing with us. And I learned real quick, I don't have the arm strength of some of those dudes. but I go way back with TSU. And I've always thought, Butch, that if you really get it going, I'm talking about really get it going there in football,
and got it going nationally to where you're competing, you're getting in the playoffs, competing for championships, that the city would just cling to them. And so I've always felt like with all the history, traditions that they have and the great players, coaches that have been through there, I just believe if Eddie gets it going really good, that it could explode in Nashville, and there could be a lot of people support that program.
I completely agree. And so I went to Vandy, and I remember Tennessee State playing. I remember the band. I worked in Baton Rouge and got close with Southern University, and I saw what the Southern Grambling rivalry did in New Orleans. And when I started first talking to TSU years and years ago, it was the John Merrick Classic. Great coach, great idea, but we had the only classic that wasn't really a classic. And so I'll take what you said and say we have the opportunity, or he does, to elevate the program, and we can put on a showcase classic for TSU and for Nashville, the likes of which modern Nashville hasn't seen. And the halftime with the Battle of the Bands is just as much fun, maybe more so, than the game itself. And that's what, you know, we need that luster and that glory back.
Butch, I 100% agree. And if TSU's smart and Eddie's smart with this, they're going to pick one of the better teams from that to have the classic and have that band the same way, and then play that thing in Nashville every year, and maybe you rotate it within two or three of the better teams. I don't know. I know they go to Memphis and play Jackson State in a mm-hmm. classic now that's very big for both programs. But I just think that'd be a goldmine to get that thing back in Nashville.
Maybe above my raising.
Say that again, Butch.
I said if I could go to Memphis and steal that classic, yeah, that would be the bullseye, but that may actually be above my raising. And I have good friends in Memphis, and I apologize for saying that.
Well,
but Watson,
and George,
right, and that's
I don't know how long you want me to go, George, but
you got time for one more, Watson.
Okay. But Butch, I think that if Eddie is smart, he's going to get these. He's going to own Nashville and get these kids throughout Metro. And I think Metro is under recruited. There is plenty of athletes there, and win the state from Knoxville to Memphis and on the FCS level kid, and he could make a living doing that because he can walk in any household in this state. Honestly, he can go anywhere. But he can sure go in this state. Everybody knows Eddie George. And with that smile, I just think he's got a chance to really bring in some good players right here in the state of Tennessee.
Yeah, I think the other schools need to be a little concerned. You are exactly right. He's going to be able to recruit. And from what I understand, how he's looking at putting together a staff, he's going to have the staff that takes the "he's never been a head coach before" question off the table. And when he does that, it's a pretty magic formula.
George?
Terry?
Butch, how are you?
Good.
Good, good. One of the things that I think that this has a chance to do, and you discussed it a little bit here, but how far-reaching can Eddie George's impact be to gain notoriety for Tennessee State and the city of Nashville beyond the Middle Tennessee region with this hire?
I think it's limitless, but I would certainly say you can start with Ohio, and that's pretty fertile recruiting ground as well, as we were talking about Tennessee and Middle Tennessee. So I think it's pretty wide open. And then you go to the Houston, the Texas area. The old Houston Oilers fans, even though Eddie wasn't there long, they know, they remember. So he's got good roots planted in several key markets. And as long as he does Nissan Heisman commercials he's going to keep his brand out there, and that's not going to hurt TSU a bit.
How much do you feel like that Jackson State's hiring of Deion Sanders was kind of maybe the impetus and the model that maybe got TSU thinking in this direction?
You know, I honestly don't know. I would think that that probably sparked the idea with Dr. Glover and her conversations with Dr. Allen. And I'm very impressed with TSU's new AD, Mickey Allen. So I think that's part of this recipe as well. But I think Eddie called Deion for the obvious reasons. Hey, what about this? But I don't think it played into Eddie's decision on his end. But I think it had to have spurred, why don't we think different too? And I give them a lot of credit for thinking different.
And then I got to throw this out at you, since we're talking, since we got you on, and you know the draft was such a wild success here the last time. How close are we to the draft? Maybe getting back here someday, and you know, how long of a process do you think that'll be?
Great question. We have submitted our letter of interest, which they asked for a little over a year ago for future years. And I want to say we circled like 25, 26, 27, that window that we would be interested in. It was so successful that I was in the camp of, you know, we caught lightning in a bottle. Let's enjoy it, milk it a little bit, because I'm not sure we could top it if they came back within one, two, or 3 years. We talk regularly. The league's event team, I consider them good friends now. And they know we're interested, and I know they're interested. So I fully believe it will come back. My biggest concern is if we keep building, will we have the real estate to produce an event like that?
That's a nice problem to have, Butch.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, thank you so much for taking the time to come on and do this. And thanks for what you did today to help make that press conference a really cool event.
Our pleasure. Thank you. Thanks for covering it. And thanks for calling me up this afternoon. I'm a TSU fan. I'm a Titan fan. I'm a Vandy fan. I love sports, and I love keeping it top of mind. So appreciate what you do so much.
Butch, thank you. Let's talk soon.
Yes, sir. Take care.
Butch Spiridon, he runs the wildly successful Convention and Visitors Bureau in our city. When we come back, we're going to be joined by a guy who may have been the happiest person at the press conference. He's the former athletic director at Tennessee State. He is also the former vice mayor of our city. And oh, by the way, the building, the Gentry Center, it's named after his father. Howard Gentry Jr. will join us after the break. You're listening to WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Blair, what about my medical bills?
They'll all be taken care of through the settlement.
What about me?
You worry about getting better. Do what your doctor tells you. We'll take care of the rest.
What a relief.
Mark Durham Injury Law, 615-242-9000.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom, and I can't wait to be a grandpa. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie. Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it into words. I was sad, was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit maketheconnection.net to find out more.
Cleveland, you guys ready to get started?
The 2021 NFL Draft. College football's best realize a lifelong dream.
With the first pick.
Get exclusive access to the future stars of the NFL as they take the stage, live from Cleveland.
Here's Lawrence.
Najee Harris.
Zach Wilson. And Pitts got it.
Touchdown, Jamar Chase.
I am so pumped up about this draft.
The 2021 NFL Draft starts April 29th on NFL Network, ABC, ESPN, and ESPN Deportes.
Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-444-4676 or look them up on the web at lynchtreeservice.com.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this afternoon. A mostly cloudy sky, high mid-70s, light northeasterly winds. Mostly cloudy skies into tonight. There's a slight chance of a shower as we move past midnight. Lows fall to 53. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's TJ Matthews.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Follow George Plaster on Twitter at @GeorgePlasterTN. Now, back to the George Plaster Show on Nashville Sports Radio.
3:24 is the time. There is nobody that I can think of that loves Tennessee State University more than Howard Gentry Jr. He grew up in the shadows of it. He was later the school's athletic director. The Gentry Center is named after his father, who was a legendary football coach at the school. And so when Howard showed up at the press conference today, which I knew he would, I wanted to get him on the air and get him to talk about his feelings about this moment. So let's bring the former vice mayor of our city to our microphones. Howard, how are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Good, but I have a feeling you're a pretty happy camper today. You know, it looked to me like you were smiling over there.
I was, and I still am. And I hope you don't mind me being outside right now. But
no, that's fine.
This is where I am, so you might hear a horn blow or something. But I'm still smiling. I stayed there for a couple hours, and for many reasons. But one is that I have seen TSU over my lifetime. I'm 69 years old, so I've been there my entire life. I've seen TSU move into greatness. I've seen TSU as we have fallen out of it a little bit. But what I was feeling today is another move into greatness. And Eddie already said it, so I'm not discounting Eddie George. But this is not really about Eddie George. It's about the period we're in. It's about the time that we're in. We're the hands have changed in the athletics department. A fairly new basketball coach, other new names around the athletics department. And now Eddie George as the football coach. And so... it's exciting to have Eddie there. I've known him over 20 years, just a wonderful person. But the most exciting thing to me is the fact that TSU would take this leap again in its history and to try something different. But something that, you know, it's not a publicity stunt. The fact is there are a lot of tangibles in all of this. You just got to believe that those tangibles will work and come to fruition. If they do, then what you have done, you have created a new model for HBCUs, for mid-major universities. You've created new opportunities for athletes who have who possibly could become great coaches and what have you. And you've created a new model for resources, revenue, recruiting, just the whole works. And I was just standing there in my dad's building, looking at his picture, smiling. And he was smiling at me and just saying, Dad, you know, they've done it again, a big leap by the university. And let's just hope and pray that that it all works out. And I just have a feeling that it will.
What do you think he would think if he were alive?
I know what he'd say. When he walked up to Eddie, he'd probably say, son, do you know what you're getting yourself into? That's the first thing he'd say. But if he knew, if he had gotten to live long enough to know Eddie over all these years, he would also be very confident in the fact that Eddie has the stuff it takes to make this a successful program. He has the ability to create a system that, if you put the right pieces into it, that could turn into a winning situation. And he would also know that you've got a young man who came up the way a lot of these kids came up and has persevered and has reached greatness. You know, Eddie George, he'll be the only coach in the NCAA with the Heisman Trophy. That's huge. That's huge. He can walk into a room with Alabama, Ohio State, anywhere else, and the coaches can sing their praises on themselves, but nobody can hold up the Heisman. Nobody can say they have done what it took to work from where he came from to end up being the greatest football player in college football the year he won the Heisman. So there are a lot of just big opportunities for TSU, and those same opportunities will come for other schools like TSU if this works out.
Howard, isn't the other thing that's likely to happen is that Eddie George's mere presence at Tennessee State will get more people who have never had any association with the school suddenly checking it out?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And that is the biggest thing. And in talking to Eddie, now I can say I have talked to Eddie. In talking to Eddie about that, he actually, that's one of the things that caused him to move forward with this. He said, it's bigger than me. It's, you know, everything I'm going to be doing is I have to consider what's best for Tennessee State University. So the fact that he is there, the fact that he's being talked, the university is being talked about nationally, the fact that he would even choose to come to TSU at the level that he is right now, where he really doesn't need to be at TSU, that's huge. It has the whole United States of America looking at Tennessee State. TSU is just going to have to step up to the plate to be able to receive that look and let them know how great we really are as a university and not just in the area of sports.
Watson, I knew this was going to be a great interview with Howard Gentry, Jr. Say hello to him.
Howard, how are you? I know you're excited today.
I am. I'm doing great. And, you know, I'm not going to repeat the whole thing, but it's just a great day, a great opportunity for Tennessee State University overall. And just proud and happy that Eddie made the decision to do this. And, of course, we can't put it all on his shoulders now, Watson, and you know that. He's not going to be running the ball. He's not going to be passing and throwing it. And we can't expect him to come in and just overnight change the situation. But just the fact there the fact that he has agreed to, just listening to him speak and be so honest and open about why he's there and his weaknesses are, was just a breath of fresh air. And I think it's going to, again, just breed a lot of new eyes, new bodies, new life into our university.
Howard, I'm a little older than you, and I was playing during around when Tennessee State heyday in football, and I know the traditions. I remember the excitement around a lot of that. And I said earlier, and I get you to comment on it, I think Nashville, if TSU gets this program back to where it's capable of being, I think the city will just jump behind this. I've always felt like the city was a fan of TSU, and there's been some good years, but not what it's capable of being. And if they get that back, Howard, I just think it's going to go beyond what people think it will.
Yes, and I agree. I agree. You're right. And I think that, you know, there's a lot that we've always wished that Nashville would do for TSU that maybe was getting done for other institutions. And we've always felt that there was more that could be done. I think that you're exactly right. This gives Nashville a chance to relook at TSU, relook at the value of TSU, relook at the value of TSU to the entire city. And the fact is that we as a city know that you have to cultivate, you have to plant something for anything to grow. So I think it's a great opportunity. I saw Butch Spirit in there from the CVC, and other people in the room who have a lot to do with how Nashville's economy has always been able to grow and sustain other initiatives and other entities over the years. And so, yes, I absolutely believe that this can be a huge shot in the arm and give Nashville an opportunity to help make it successful.
Well, and Howard, the reason I think this is a brilliant move, and I think it's going to work, and I'll finish by what I think has to happen to make it work, but when you put Eddie at TSU, to me, he has become a Nashville guy. Nashville loves him. They're proud of him. They're proud to say he's one of them. And to me, when you stick him at TSU, you've turned the city on. And the one thing I think TSU has to do, Howard, I think you'll agree with this 100%, got to get behind him now in all ways. Eddie's going to help. He's going to help in a fundraising way. He's going to help in facility way. He's going to go recruit these metro kids and own the city again, in my opinion. And there's a bunch of kids in the metro, I'm telling you, that are there that even sometimes still aren't even being taken. The metro is overlooked in some ways. And I just think it's a perfect move, but TSU has got to get behind him right now and really start elevating all pieces of athletics, especially all the football stuff.
Well, you're right, and I heard Dr. Glover said, she didn't put a figure on it, but she said in making the decision about Eddie, because they came after him. He definitely did not send a letter asking to be the coach. They came after him, and I think they were very clear in the press conference and having talked at other times that they know that it's going to require a serious investment in not just football but the athletics program overall. And I do believe that they understand that investment has to happen. And she kind of joked about it, but she was serious. She said, after he got through saying all the things he was going to need, and she wasn't talking about salary, but just to make the program successful. She cracked and said, well, I wonder if we can afford this guy. But the fact is that they must have decided they could, because they went on after him, and now he is the head coach at TSU. So I think the investment opportunity, I mean, the investment's going to be there from Tennessee State. But as in other universities that have a thriving athletics programs and thriving universities, it also takes a deep investment of the people in the cities where they reside and the alumni to infuse into the success of TSU, so it can, in return, provide something special for that city and for the alumni of the university. So it's a all inclusive deal, but it starts with the university, and I believe that commitment has been made.
Terry?
Howard, you know, I know that you know the past and the history of Tennessee State football and, you know, how glorious it was back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s before the power conferences like the SEC and the ACC fully embraced, you know, black athletes attending and playing there. But in my mind, in terms of this hire of Eddie George, you know, we've seen the decline of a lot of the HBCUs in terms of not being able to have those superstar athletes that were NFL pipelines, you know, once upon a time. But in my mind, bringing in a guy like Eddie George, if he's successful, can get TSU back maybe as close to the glory days as it possibly can get in the current college landscape and the way recruiting and all works. Do you agree with that?
I do. And, you know, the glory days are things that we remember, but I don't know. Y'all might want to call Stephen A. because he needs to get his history lessons together. He stated on his show that TSU had one winning program, and I guess he was referring to John Merritt, but TSU's winning tradition started with Hank King, prior to Hank King, with the former president of the university, Dr. Davis, and I think Howard Gentry Sr. Got a couple national championships and had a great career. And nobody's even talking about L.C. Cole in the 90s, two back-to-back OVC championships. So we've had a storied history, not just one period. So maybe I can get Stephen A. to speak me out on his show as a result of that. But the fact is that the glory days are attainable, and I know that they are, but what I want to see us do is for it to be over a sustained period of time. And I think Eddie George, if he puts the right system together, the system that he says he's going to, if he puts it together in the right kind of way, it could jumpstart another period of the golden years when the football team, the basketball team, baseball, track, swimming, everybody was hitting on all cylinders for a number of years. I think that can come back, and it can come back strong, especially as a result of someone like Eddie being here. Because, you know, Eddie is not here by himself. We still have the golden girl, I call her, Chandra Cheeseborough, still there as our track coach. And she's done something Eddie hadn't done. She's got gold medals in the Olympics. So sometimes the fact that a person like Eddie George is there will help us to remember that we really do have a foundation and the ability to just bust out. She might end up getting some Olympic caliber track runners. Penny might get him some basketball players as a result. It could be the beginning of Tennessee's next golden years.
And then I want to ask you this, a couple other things. First off, how much, we all know it takes money to run an athletic department. Mm-hmm. How much do you feel like Eddie George can open some financial doors for TSU around Nashville and in the community at large?
Oh, I think they're going to bust open. I think they're going to flow into Eddie, because I think people want to see him succeed. And it's okay if it's about Eddie succeeding, because if he succeeds, then we succeed. Everybody does. Kids benefit more than anything. But I think that Nashville wants to see Eddie succeed, so people are going to open their pocketbooks. They're going to come out. Fans are going to buy tickets. And I just believe that we can't miss this opportunity. We got to use this period to be able to improve every aspect, every facet of the athletics department and the university as a result of him being here. Now, that's one place where I expect there to be a success overnight. I don't think it's going to take years and years, not years and years, but I don't think it's going to take a few years for Eddie to start attracting more resources for the university and for the program. I think that's going to happen immediately, and not just within Nashville, but outside of Nashville. And so that's going to be huge.
And then my last thing is this. It's still a little early in the process, but have any of your OVC brethren called to congratulate you? They may not want to congratulate you for too long if he builds this program the way he's hoping to.
Howard got about a minute.
Okay, I haven't heard from any of my OVC buddies, but I tell you what, I think they can't help but to be excited for us. And it's always a scary thing to play TSU, even though we've been losing a few. Tennessee State always has enough talent to be able to beat anybody at any point in time. So now that Eddie is here, they're probably going to be a little less excited about it, but I think they're excited for us, because I know that it's going to be exciting to have him walk into their stadiums and what have you when game time comes. So they'll be ready to sell more tickets now that it is here. It's kind of like when we bring our band to OVC games; they have bigger crowds.
Thank you so much, Howard, for taking the time to come on. I knew this would be some great perspective, and I just thank you for sharing it.
Well, George, one last thing. You know, I know you got your minute, but I'm radio guy. You might be able to squeeze out another 15 seconds. But for the saying that we're copying Jackson State, that's true. But we copied them, too, almost 50 years ago, and we stole John Merritt from them. And we ended up having 20 years of winning seasons. So we're not bashful about it, and we're not apologetic about it. So we're getting ready to do it again, and we're going to own them for the next 50 years.
I love it. Howard Gentry Jr. joining us here on the show. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
We'll go to the break, and we'll be back. My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price, too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
Hi, I'm Vivica Fox. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been helping our best friends in their worst times, during hurricanes, tornadoes, and increasingly, wildfires. They're real heroes to these animals. But Mother Nature isn't the only danger that animals face. Sometimes it's human nature that's the greatest threat. Each year, more than 6 million beautiful adoptable animals are being abandoned, and more than 1 million are euthanized before they can be rescued. These animals need heroes too. Heroes to open up their hearts and homes and to give them the love they deserve. Be a hero to an animal in need. Consider becoming an American Humane Rescue Volunteer or adopt from your local shelter. Visit AmericanHumane.org to find out how you can be a hero and help our best friends in their worst times.
At Slim Chickens, you and your family are our first priority. In every restaurant, we're working to ensure our food is safe, fresh, and ready when you are. From in-store pickup, curbside service, or now, you can get it delivered right to your door. Just order online or through the Slim's app. We're here for you, and we're ready to serve. Download the Slim Chickens app to order, earn rewards, and get it delivered.
With 3 locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
The 2021 NFL Draft. College football's best. Realize a lifelong dream.
With the first pick.
Get exclusive access to the future stars of the NFL as they take the stage. Live from Cleveland.
Here's Lawrence. Najee Harris.
Zach Wilson.
I am so pumped up about this draft.
The 2021 NFL Draft starts April 29th on NFL Network, ABC, ESPN, and ESPN Deportes. Snickers, the official chocolate sponsor of the 2021 NFL Draft. Snickers satisfies.
He's back and we've got him. The George Plaster Show.
Hold on, who is that person?
That was me. Over the bag of Cheetos.
Harry, how long have you been on radio in this market? At what moment do you think when you're doing a live bid, it's okay to open Cheetos on the air?
What in the hell?
Live, local, George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
Call the George Plaster Show now at 844-5600.
3:50 is the time. We've spent a lot of time today on Eddie George's hiring over at Tennessee State University. And later, the guy that talked him into this, Dr. Mickey Allen, the young, enthusiastic athletic director at Tennessee State, will join us at 4:05, and then Watson and I will have a little fun. I'll see where he is on stat of the day. Watson, how important is it that TSU makes some sort of statement early of, here's what we're going to do with Hale Stadium?
Oh, very important, George, and the reason I say that isn't just to help Eddie, but to use Eddie. He doesn't have a loss at this point. And as you get into it, it gets a little harder. Not that it will be hard for Eddie by any means, but I think the quicker you use him and send him out there with the right people to see, because if you're going to fix the stadium, you got to have money. And I don't think that's money that's sitting there today. So it's going to have to be raised money. But that stadium fixed proper, George, and Terry, it could be really pretty. It sits in a nice little pretty, it's a nice seen. You come in from the road, come by their indoor facility. It's really a nice view coming all the way through there. And you fix that stadium up right now, they could have something special there.
Terry, that was the thing that surprised me Sunday when I went to their regular season finale against SEMO. I sat on the SEMO side. I just wanted to kind of take a look at the stadium. And you know what? There is absolutely something to work with there.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's certainly going to need some improvements, some renovations to kind of modernize it. But the tradition is there. And that's one of the things that I think is, you know, kind of the key in all this is that people, especially sports fans, are always suckers for something that is traditional and old school, you know, whether it's Fenway Park or Wrigley Field or Lambeau Field, you know, or Pauley Pavilion, those sorts of things. And TSU could absolutely have something like that.
And I think that's what all of us that want to see this program get to the highest level it can want to see happen. Watson, you know, I remember, and I know we got to run here in a second, this was going to be a short segment, but I can remember some times where they would play Florida A&M in a huge Battle of the Bands game on a Friday night over at Vandy, and they would pack that place.
Oh, no, their fans will come out of the woodwork if they get this going, George. We can remember a lot of those. I can remember back in the 60s, the fans that would show up at their games, and much better crowds than Vanderbilt was having in those days when I was playing. So it's there. They just got to go for it. That's what I think they got to do. They made a move to go for it today. Now go for it. Don't just stop right here, because I think if they do, it will be well worth it to that university and to the Nashville community, state of Tennessee.
We'll wrap up the 3 o'clock hour when we come back.
Blair, what about my medical bills?
They'll all be taken care of through the settlement.
What about me?
You worry about getting better. Do what your doctor tells you. We'll take care of the rest.
What a relief.
Bart Durham Injury Law, 615-242-9000.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable worker. work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, JodyJonesDDS.com.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this afternoon. A mostly cloudy sky, high mid-70s, light northeasterly winds. Mostly cloudy skies into tonight. There's a slight chance of a shower as we move past midnight. Lows fall to 53. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's TJ Matthews.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The prodigal son of Nashville Sports Radio has returned. The George Plaster Show on Nashville Sports Radio.
Okay, got about a minute before we end the hour. Red Sox in Minnesota tied at 2-2 in the middle innings up in the Twin Cities. Arizona has jumped out on Oakland 3-0 very early out in the desert, and an NBA game going on at 3 o'clock, but I understand why, because of the unrest in Minnesota. Brooklyn right now leading in that game 40-25 against the Timberwolves. The Preds have a huge game tonight against Tampa. 7 o'clock, if you have not seen Tampa, they're about as good as it gets. The Predators lost to them Saturday night, but the truth of it is, played their fannies off, and I would love to be able to see them duplicate that effort Saturday night and see if it could get them a win this evening. It's a big game, 2-point advantage right now over the Blackhawks with 13 games to play and both teams having played the exact same number of games. When we come back, Tennessee State Athletic Director Dr. Mickey Allen will join us.
PDQ.
Thanks, bro.
ABC News, I'm Andrea Fujii. Just outside Minneapolis, the police officer involved in the shooting death of 20-year-old Dante Wright during a traffic stop has resigned. Brooklyn Center Mayor Mike Elliott says the police chief also stepped down. The mayor urged Governor Tim Walz to open a state investigation.
This case requires that the Attorney General steps in and prosecutes this case.
The police chief said he believed veteran police officer Kim Potter mistakenly fired her gun instead of a taser. The defense is now presenting its case in Derek Chauvin's murder trial. Attorneys for Chauvin called defense training experts trying to raise doubt in the prosecution's case that George Floyd died from lack of oxygen due to Chauvin's actions. The FDA has paused the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine due to 6 reported cases of rare blood clotting. The agency will conduct a review. The blood clots occurred 6 to 13 days after receiving the shot. One woman died. This is ABC News.
Research shows that people remember radio ads with repetition. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's a repetitive ad. Okay. Research shows that people remember radio ads with repetition. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's a repetitive ad. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Businesses that run like clockwork establish routines they trust. That's why over 1 million companies rely on Cintas. We'll help you protect employees and customers with essential safety supplies, inspect your fire protection systems and devices, hygienically launder your uniforms, and keep you well-stocked with the leading hand sanitizers and disinfecting wipes. Learn how Cintas can help you open your doors with confidence.
Oh, I'm ready!
Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
Hey Nashville, this is Crazy Charlie Sonia, and it's time to put 2020 in the rearview mirror as I tell you all about Bongo Java. Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company now is also located in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Bongo Java's expert baristas take pride in their trade, serving up fresh, locally roasted coffee and fresh baked goods all day long. For me, there's no better way to start the day than with the Egg McBongo. It's perfect. A fried egg with cheddar jack cheese on an English muffin. That, paired with a cup of coffee, is the best way to start your day at Bongo Java in the Omni Nashville Hotel. You can kick back and listen to the spin of vinyl records while enjoying a board game or two with all of your best friends. Open at 7 days a week and brewing up till 2. Bongo Java adds to the great Omni Nashville Hotel experience. That's Bongo Java, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
George Plaster, WNSR.
Here we go!
From the Nashville Sports Radio Media Complex. Welcome back to the George Plaster Show. Call George now at 615-844-5600 and online at WNSR.com. And now, George Plaster.
We welcome all of you in. It's the 4 o'clock hour. It's 4:04 to be exact. Earlier today, I got the chance to meet the new athletic director at Tennessee State University, Dr. Mickey Allen. First of all, I knew going in that he was really good friends with a very close friend of mine, Mark Griffin, who you all have heard throughout the basketball season. Dr. Allen comes to Nashville from a University of Tennessee background. That will likely come out in the interview. But let me just say this. His enthusiasm is infectious. And you could feel it today when he got to the podium to introduce Eddie George. So let's bring him up there and say hello to Dr. Mickey Allen. You seemed like a really happy camper today.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate you having me on, George. I'm oozing with enthusiasm because I know what this is going to mean to our young kids and our football team in the direction I want to go in, and it's going to be awesome for this institution, Tennessee State.
Without giving away a ton of trade secrets, can you tell us how this started formulating? I mean, was this a thing where you kind of put his name up on a blackboard and said, hey, what do y'all think? Kind of tell me how this started.
Yeah, the origin started where I had names. Obviously, every AD across the country has names that were a list of coaches that they would feel would be a good fit for their program. Some have tenure. In our case, I had Eddie's name there as being someone that could come in and lead us and You know, he didn't have coaching experience, you know, obviously. And, you know, I talked to Dr. Glover about it, and Dr. Glover had one of our board of trustees member reach out to Eddie, and we both called Eddie. And, you know, after our first initial conversation with Eddie, first he was taken by surprise. He probably thought that, like all people that call him, that, you know, there was some type of fundraising element on the back end of it, but it wasn't. We you know, we presented the head football coach opportunity in conversation, and the first thing that he said was, "Wow, me." And after he said, "Wow, me," he said, "At Tennessee State University." And then Eddie immediately started talking about the Rich tradition and where Richard Dent played and where, you know, where John Merritt coached. And we said, "Yes, Eddie, you would be a great fit for our program right now. We need someone to come in, you know, galvanize our campus community, really connect with our young kids, get them to believe, again, believe that they're here representing Tennessee State University and they have talent. But now, I have, you know, being someone like himself that has just so many experiences as a football player, a great football mind, but then his off the field experience in his endeavors in business and being able to build his own organizations, right? And just bringing that CEO-esque mentality to this job is something that I had to convince him, you know, that it was going to work. And it just organically happened through conversations over several weeks. And here we are today. It's just awesome.
When did you first privately say to yourself, "I am going to land him"?
Man, well, Eddie is is a very good listener. Eddie also is very dedicated to anything that he attaches his name to and his brand to. So there was a lot of questioning on his end in terms of, you know, infrastructure, resources, what would be the investment, what's the end goal, and he presented those to me and Dr. Glover. And Dr. Glover, through his process, was outstanding in terms of just communicating to Eddie that, you know, as long as we worked together, as long as we communicated where we wanted to go, you know, we would deliver and deliver in a way whereas we would allocate resources to really change the profile of our football program. Because, you know, there has to be an investment made. But when that investment's made, you have to invest in someone that can really take the program to levels that we've never seen before. And then that's why Eddie was so attractive, because, you know, deep down he's thinking, "Man, I've never done this before," but you in a way have. You know, I've seen him on College Game Day articulating, you know, how, you know, he was watching games, or before a big time game, he would articulate schemes, you know, approaches to the game. And then, you know, now he'll just be living that out, right? I've seen him talk about great coaches and, you know, what makes great coaches. And as I would watch him and thought about the times I saw him articulating that, I knew he has it in him to go through and very diligently go through what would a staff look like to really bring the excellence back in our football program. So now it's just wild to see us in a room and him going through how he wants his staff to look, how he wants the nutritional aspect of our program to look, the strength and conditioning aspect of our program to look, and all of these things go together. And a lot of coaches that have been in the game for a long time, they go through that process, and Eddie just jumping in it for him to articulate those things on the front end, it just further assures me that I got the right guy.
Mickey, this is so bizarre to sit here and listen to you describe this, because 23 years ago, mm-hmm. I'm trying to get him to do a radio show with me that is a post game after the Oilers have moved to Vandy and they're playing their home games there. And I was amazed. I mean, at that point, he was a Heisman Trophy winner 3 years before, and he asked me a ton of questions. And so hearing you, I'm like, he did the exact same thing with me back then.
Back then.
Yeah, I mean, the guy is prepared for whatever it is he encounters.
Oh, I mean, you hit the nail on the head, gee. I mean, think about it. I mean, you don't just pop up on Broadway. You have to rehearse and you have to dig in and research and find out, you know, the various nuances of how to act. You know, you don't just start corporations and build a brand and a wealth management company without knowing what the fundamental aspects of, in terms of building those organizations and that organization, what it looks like, right? We know he has the ability to get people to believe and to connect, but all of those first, quote unquote, first for Eddie, he's been able to masterfully meet the challenge because he does do his due diligence. He does dig in. He does do the research. And then after the research is done, that's where Eddie George really, you see the brilliance, is because he's all 100% plus, and he goes about it on a day-to-day basis with a lot of drive, a lot of energy and effort, and he's going to deliver. And I know that he's going to do that here at Tennessee State.
Mickey, in that respect, he reminds me a lot of Peyton Manning, who has that same preparation level about everything he gets into. So let me ask this. Was there ever a question he fired at you that really took you back, where you had to say to him, I got to get back to you on that one?
No, nothing that comes to mind. You know, all the things that he gave, you know, and presented to me, you know, me being someone that's been around the game and obviously played at Tennessee under Coach Phil Fulmer and the great David Cutcliffe and John Chambers and that staff that we had in 98. You know, I know what championship organizations look like. I know how everyone in the building should complement each other. And it was just amazing. And Eddie's been a part of those type teams as well on the collegiate level and professional level. And what was amazing is to hear him articulate all of those things and put it in front of me and saying, hey, here it is. And I'm saying, hey, here's what I got for you. And it all marries and matches. So that was the unique thing, that it just all married and matched. And so both of our visions were aligned, but I'll take that a step further. You know, I wrote my dissertation on athletic identity and the psychological aspects of, that could prevent someone from transitioning into life after sports in the appropriate manner, right? And Eddie has a big emphasis that he's committed on in terms of developing young men and teaching them how to be successful beyond the game, because at some point it's going to end. And that's where we really connected, because that's the you know, I know when he gets around these young people, that's the thing that's going to separate, I believe, an Eddie George in terms of his coaching ability and being able to, one, lead men. We're going to win championships if we put in the work. I firmly believe that. But then we're going to have individuals that leave our campus after 3 or 4 years that are going to have championship-level experiences as adults, as family men, as businessmen, as individuals that represent Tennessee State in the utmost fashion. And what does that do? It's a domino effect in recruiting, because now it speaks to our culture. Now that speaks to, we have something special on campus off of 3500 John Merritt Boulevard, and that's what we're marching towards.
Watson, how impressive is this guy, Dr. Mickey Allen, athletic director at Tennessee State?
Mickey, congratulations, man. I just think it's a home run, and I'll comment and then get you to comment on it. A lot of people say, well, they're copying JSU. I don't see it that way, because there's a big difference here. Eddie is a Nashvilleian now, and this city loves him. and that they relate to him. They're proud of him. They feel like he's their own. That's his doing, and the way he's handled himself from being a Titan all the way after football and all that he's done. And for you to go just for want to talk with him and then to see, I think what I want you to comment on, I bet you saw no ego whatsoever. You saw a guy that immediately reached out to other people, other coaches, getting their ideas on how to do different things. And I promise you at that point, and seeing that positiveness that he has, and I think that's one of the things Nashville is clinging to, is his smile, his positive attitude about everything. That's where I think, Mickey, you hit a home run, and this community is just going to just cling to him.
No, man, I appreciate you saying that, Doug. Yeah, that's the, that's the differentiating factor. One, as you mentioned, Deion has brought a lot of energy and a lot of positive momentum behind HBCUs, and it's been great, great to see. But this model is our model. You know, Eddie is from Nashville, pretty much. I mean, he's lived here 25 years. He's represented himself in a first-class manner. Everyone loves him, like you said, and they want him to do well because they know he wants the community to do well. He's given back. He's been a philanthropist. He's been available to the community. And those are the things that I know he's going to continue to do as head coach at Tennessee State University. He is going to be the bridge between our campus and the Nashville community. And I think that's highly important. As a director of athletics, you have to, one, come in and set a vision, but you also have to get the campus and the student athletes to understand that, you know, we want fans at our games. And, you know, I encourage everybody to get on board and support us and become a member of the Tennessee State Athletic Fund. I'm going to throw that in there. But, but if we're asking for that, we have to give as well. We have to immerse ourselves with the Nashville youth and with the Metro school system from a camp perspective. We have to go out and tell the stories of our young people and what they're doing as student athletes, not only as athletes, but what are their academic, things that we can hang our hat on that they're doing academically. But again, Eddie's going to bring that to the table. And, I think that's where the difference is. Like you said, is he's going to be able to do that. Just because of what he's been able to do both on and off the field in this community for a long, long time.
Yep. Other thing, Mickey, I got two things, George, if you want me to keep going on past our break. Here.
Go right ahead, Watson.
Okay. I think it's a perfect time, Mickey, schedule-wise. I know the OVC and lost a couple of its schools, and now you're down to six games. That gives you five games to schedule, and man, what an opening I think it is for you, not just with the HBCU, but whatever. I think it's a great opportunity to bring some really good games here, maybe get involved in some more classics. Comment on that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. We've projected out that we're looking forward to playing MTSU, Vandy in the near future. We've been talking to Tennessee for 26. So those are, those would be great games for us, great in-state, institutions, and we'd love to play those, respective institutions. So I always think it's good to play great programs in the state. One of our goals is going to be, from a recruiting standpoint, of putting a fence around the state in terms of high level talent. We don't care if it's 2-star, 3-star, 4-star, 5-star. We're going to go out and get the best young man or young woman now to come in and fit our program, right? And we're going to do it, in a way whereas we're connecting with these high school coaches. I remember I coached at high school in my former high school, Brentwood Academy. So I was a high school coach, and high school coaches, they care a lot about their kids. They think a lot about their kids, right? So you got to connect with them and you got to get in there early. But from a scheduling standpoint, It does create some opportunities, and we would love to bring some classics in here that make sense. You know, North Carolina A&T, when you look at HBCUs, they're on the rise. They're going to go to the Big South. Love to have them here. FAMU, we've been talking to them, whether it's playing them here or playing them back in the Atlantic Classic. That game you said to have 70,000 plus, and now, you know, you got Mercedes-Benz, stadium there. So there's some things with the, with the conference alignment and, you know, Eastern Kentucky and Jacksonville State moving out that we, you know, we're going to be able to do. So, that's a great question, and we're all obviously on that.
And last thing, Mickey, I know you'll be the one now to start everything in the direction you want it to go. What are the immediate things? What are the long-term things with stadium, with facility? I know you're going to be working with salaries and all of that. You get what you pay for in this world. And talk just a little bit to me about how you're going to start the upgrades in the different directions and how you're going to go about it.
Well, we're going to do a lot of private funding. I have a wealth of experience when I was at Tennessee in athletic fundraising. I was a part of a lot of capital projects and comprehensive campaigns there, which touched Neyland Stadium and Thompson Bowling Arena. And so we'll take the same approach. I did mention, our athletic fundraising arm that launched today, TSUAthleticFund.com. That is a platform where we'll have five ways of giving. So you can support our annual scholarship fund, our capital projects, student athlete development area. There's legacy giving on there, and there's also sports specific giving. So it really outlines ways that you can support TSU athletics. And I think that what my vision and what we want to do for our football program in terms of really bulking up and increasing, our nutritional aspect of our program. There's a lot of certified nutritionists on our campus that we'll collaborate with now going forward. And talking with Eddie, that's a key area. You cannot forget how important strength and conditioning and athletic performance and the nutrition that these athletes need at a high level, how that spills over into the game. So we're looking at all areas in terms of areas that we can improve on that will have an immediate impact on our kids. Many people don't know we have an indoor complex. So with that being said, we want to get football and football operations centralized in our indoor complex in terms of we have a indoor field, adding a weight room, coaches' offices, a recruiting room, so we can get our young man to understand that this is your space, own your space, build your brotherhood here. We're going to work, and then, it'll pay dividends when we get to the fall season. But it's going to be a process. We have a lot of interest right now, obviously, in terms of corporations that want to be involved with the Big Blue and private donors and through our alumni base. So, it's just so great to see the enthusiasm right now on the new direction we're going. And, we're just going to carry the legacy that was set by a lot of great players and a lot of great coaches and administrators.
Mickey, first of all, thank you for taking the time to come on. I'm going to reach out to you in the next week or so. I want to get you in studio one day where you can get those TSU fund info out there a little more. How about that?
Thanks, G. Hey, man, that's big time, dude. I appreciate it.
Thanks for coming on.
I appreciate you, man. Okay. Y'all do a great job.
Appreciate it. He's good. He is a bright young athletic director, and you can feel his enthusiasm, whether it's in a microphone, on a phone, whatever. Okay, I got three lines open, and we have not gone to phones at all today. We have gone wall to wall, and I believe we have given you virtually every aspect of a huge story that has taken place today. Now I want to hear from some of you all for whatever you may want to talk about, whether it's Eddie George and what you think of the hire, if it's something else in sports, I want to hear from you. And by the way, I got to call out my buddy Eric. I have not heard from Eric in a while. Eric, I miss you. Give me a holler. 844-5600 is the number. Already got a caller on the line. I'm looking for two more red-blooded Americans to talk with Watson Brown and me as we continue with the show in just a moment.
Good afternoon. Heavy traffic as expected here on 65 as we check it out live here up by Vietnam Vets. All this traffic headed back up into Goodlettsville. It's busy, but it's moving on 40 out through Wilson County this afternoon. Wreck with injuries tying up traffic in South Nashville, 1800 block of Murfreesboro Pike, and still working that earlier wreck, 4400 Lebanon Pike at Chute Lane. Hey, True Friends Moving Company is now hiring. Call now 240-2811 or simply go online to truefriendsmovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time
Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville. Nashville, or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnerLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnerWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
Hey, this is George Plaster to talk to you about the folks at Shield Law Group. My guess is that some of you are like I have been at some point. You've got debt, and that's holding you back. Maybe you're ready to get back on the right track, buy a house, a car. In general, put bad financial decisions aside. And that's where these folks can really help you. They're local. They're accessible. When you need them, they'll be there for you. And they'll give you a free assessment. The beauty of Shield Law Group, they have a way of negotiating settlements that potentially could save you thousands of dollars and improve your credit rating. And 30 years of experience means they can probably help you. So give them a holler at 615-742-8020. That's 615-742-8020. And ask for my friend, Bill Kaloudis.
Napa Know How.
At Napa, you don't need to be a magician to pull 20% savings out of thin air. All you need is a bucket. Yep, you can magically save on three or more items with a $2.99 Napa bucket. So use whatever magical catchphrase you want, like Abraca Bucket or Alaka Savings or Bippity Boppity Bucket, and save 20% today. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating locations, exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 4/30/21.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this afternoon. A mostly cloudy sky, high mid-70s, light northeasterly winds. Mostly cloudy skies into tonight. There's a slight chance of a shower as we move past midnight. Lows fall to 53. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherMark Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's TJ Matthews.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The man, the myth, the legend, the Plaz. The George Plaster Show on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
.430 is the time. Watson, you ready to take a few phone calls?
Let's go for it, George. I'm excited about it.
By the way, I need one more to create a sellout. I know there are a lot more of you out there driving home right now. You've been listening to what we're doing. If you've got a comment, whether it's about Eddie, the hire at TSU, or something else in sports, I want one more phone call up on that board to create the sellout.
And he really needs it, guys. George gets all red and puffy when we don't get
the sellout. That's bull. That's a bunch of bull. 844-5600 is the number. If you call in, tell Zach that that comment was totally out of line. Absolutely.
It was paid for by Watson Brown.
No, it was not paid for. But I do need that third phone call, so somebody jump in there. Tony in Nolensville, get us started.
Good afternoon. And, Zach, I don't know, you know, it might have, you might need to hit that little gong button over there. I'm not sure. It's
Is this on me?
Well, it could go either way. I'm going to leave it that way. One could be a zinger, one could be the gong. So
I love it.
Hey, George and Watson, let me tell you, there's two words. If I'm Eddie George, and that's a great hire, and this is all great for TSU and Nashville and everything, I'm calling Oprah Winfrey. I'm asking for money. That's where I would be going right there if I'm looking at boosters, looking at alumni, looking at somebody to get this program really off the ground and back to what it once was. And think of this, guys. You've got a home guy in Clark Lee back at Vanderbilt. You've got now Eddie George, who in essence has become a home guy right here in Nashville, coaching at TSU. And then you've got, Watson, you've touched on this, a Middle Tennessee recruiting base that you've got a lot of athletes out there. Now, of course, the Vanderbilt athletes you recruit, they've got a, you know, the grades and all that criteria. But those that might be a three-star wavering between going to an SEC and playing or go to a premier coaching staff and everything and, you know, in, on the FCS level, you've got some athletes out there that's going to have maybe a tough decision on, you know, do I want to play SEC football, maybe be a number on the team, or do I want to go to an FCS school, maybe be a star and get to play for, you know, one of the greats of running backs? Y'all buy into that?
Oh, I absolutely buy into it. And in my opinion, isn't the one that matters. Watson's the one that's recruited. Watson, I think he's going to kill it in this area.
Oh, I do too. I said earlier on the show, I don't know if, Tony, you heard me, but I think Metro is under-recruited. There's some great athletes in the metro area, and Eddie is going to go Memphis to Knoxville, Tony. He's going to be able to walk in any house. They immediately know who he is, have a good feeling for him, have a positive feeling as soon as he walks in the door. He can go straight to Ohio. We made a living at Tech for a while in the state of Ohio because I was at Cincinnati 1 year. You can imagine Eddie George going back into that state and what he could do there. Texas, because he's got a little there. I mean, I just think that this door is wide open, and it's if he does it right, it's going to get the rest of the schools in the OVC, which I've been at a couple of those, as Tony knows, it's going to get their attentions now. They're going to have to go to work.
That's where I was going with that also, Watson, being a alumni of Austin Peay is, you know, I think it's got a lot of heads shaking and a lot of you know, people turning their heads looking at what's going on here today and how it might affect, you know, just up there at Austin Peay. And it's going to be interesting how all this plays out. And, of course, George, you know, I think even those it could even go into, as Howard Gentry touched on, into the other sports, knowing you've got these type of caliber coaches. And it might lead over into the basketball and the other stuff. So it's really an interesting day what's going to happen in the national scenery on the universities and the football stuff.
Oh, thanks, George. I'm with you. Tony, thank you for the call.
Great show.
Thank you. Watson, if I am other schools in this area, the Tennessee Techs, the Austin Peays, the UT Martins, this is a little worrisome because this guy has got a brand, and it's a strong one.
We made a living in the metro, George, at Tech when I was there. Had some really good players. And we were number one in the state in most of the years for the most recruits or signees from the state of Tennessee. I think those days are fixing to end, and it's going to get a lot tougher to get one out of Nashville or to get one out of Lebanon or to get one out of Murfreesboro if Eddie wants them. And it's going to get real interesting to watch this. I promise you it's getting people's attention today.
Guess who's next?
Eric.
Eric, welcome into WNSR.
Hey, George. Listen, I just wanted to tell you, and I don't want to depress people, but the reason I haven't been calling in, George, is I've been through really kind of what you would say in last year, kind of a soap opera with things happening to me. You won't believe it, but here's kind of some of the lowdown. Of course, I got let go from my job because of the pandemic. I was furloughed, then let go. A few months back, well, actually, this has been something that's been going on for a while. I've had an issue with pain in my joints and my hip and everything. Because I think when I was at your house, you kind of know, it was asking what was wrong with me.
Yeah.
Well, I found out a few months ago I've got a dislocated hip, and I've actually had it since like 2015. In fact, the guy said I should have surgery on it.
Oh, wow.
I've not had surgery on it yet, but the thing is, I don't have any insurance, and right now there's people working behind the scenes to get me to have it. When I'm going to have it, I don't know. So I can't work because of that. And I've also got, like, issue where it's getting better, but I had, like, bad sores on my feet. In fact, the doctors told me they thought it was bad where I could lose some toes on both my feet. But fortunately, that's not the case. It's healing up and it's getting better with some ointment and stuff because I first thought I had either diabetes or gout or some blood clots, but yeah. None of that was true. So that's getting better. And on top of that, George, I live in the Barrymont area, but it's not just me, but several homeowners have been told the land owners have sold the Belmont, so I've got to move out. So I've got to be out of my place by the end of the month, and I'm sharing the process now trying to find another place to live. So,
oh, wow.
So basically, that's basically the reason I've been calling this much. So it's just been kind of a rough stretch for me, and also my mother's dealing with some health issues. So it's kind of, for me, it's rains and pours. I'm trying to, you know, pretty much stay optimistic and everything and just have a good attitude about it, but it's kind of hard with just kind of different things I've been through the last few months.
You know what, Eric? I'm going to put you on my prayer list. How about that?
I appreciate it. But, I've got different people behind the scenes are trying to help me with some different things. So, but that's just basically it. George, one thing I will talk about real quick and let you go. I just wanted to get your reaction to this. Have you heard about that story? I guess it was like some movie's coming out and Kevin James is supposed to be playing Sean Payton.
No, tell me about it.
Yeah, I think it's some sort of NFL or some sort of football movie. I don't know if it's like fact-based or documentary-based or whatever. I think they said that I think it's like Adam Sandler's production company. So, of course, he's a close friend of Kevin James. And it's some movie where Sean Payton is a football coach, and they got Kevin James apparently going to play the role of Sean Payton. It's just, I can't imagine, you know, how he was cast for that role.
Who plays Greg Williams?
Well, he's probably going to have to probably lose some more weight kind of to fit into that role, you know.
Well, Kevin, yeah, so it's a movie about when the Bounty Gate happened, and then Sean Payton went on and coached his son's, like, sixth-grade football team or whatever. It's in that summer, so that's what it's going to be based on.
Wow. Interesting. I did not know that.
But anyway, George, that was the reason. I mean, I hope to call again soon. I don't know when, but that's just basically the reason, so... You know, I didn't want people to worry and stuff. So,
Eric, you know how to reach me. You let me know what's going on.
Okay, I sure will.
You take care.
Take care. All right, thank you.
That's real life stuff right there. I know we got to go to the break. Watson, you want to tell them a little Jody Jones dentistry? And guess what's coming after the break?
What's coming after the break? I got a feeling I know.
Stat of the day.
Another stat of the day that you're going to throw at me, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Where's Terry at? I miss my buffer, man.
He left you.
I know.
He deserted you.
I know, and now I got to do the stat of the day. That's not good.
Well, you'll hang tough on this one. It's a football one.
Yes.
It's Eddie George. You're bound to do okay.
Can I just say Eddie George? Now that'll answer the question.
You know what? I'll try to frame the question where you get it right. How about that?
I'm not sure you can pull that off.
Well, we're going to see if I can. Tell them about Jody Jones.
You know, we're talking community today, aren't we, George? And that's Jody. I mean, we all talk about what Eddie has brought to this community. And there's so many people in this Nashville area that have done this. And Jody's one of them. I mean, he's given back in so many different ways from his high school throughout the community of Nashville and the Hermitage Donaldson area and Vanderbilt where he went to school. That's just the kind of guy he is. And he has been successful through hard work. If you haven't seen this facility, you need to see it. It's a brand new facility. I guess what, George, been in it a year now?
A little more than a year, yeah.
That, huh? So it's beautiful. It's first class. It makes you, as soon as you walk in the door, feel like you're at home. It's family around you. They take care of you. And he's a first-class dentist that can take care of any needs that you have. And we're just very proud of him and highly recommend him. I don't think there's a better dentist in Nashville than Jody Jones.
Agreed. Now, let me give you a couple of facts and figures. If you hear Watson and you say, I want to meet this guy. I want him working on my teeth. It's easy. Dial him up at 615-259-5100. That new location that Watson has bragged about, it truly is state-of-the-art. It's 55 Music Square East.
Good afternoon. Traffic volume has really started to slow down now on 24 eastbound. Trying to move that wreck out there near Harding Place to add it to the slowdown. Now on 24 as you head out towards Murfreesboro. Still working that accident, 1800 block in Murfreesboro Pike. That one did have some injuries. Heavy traffic flow continues I-40 out through Kingston Springs right now. All that traffic's headed out towards Dixon County. Hey, True Friends Moving Company is now hiring. Call them at 240-2811 or simply go online to truefriendsmovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
With the weather getting warmer, I think about golf. Even though my golf game isn't that great, and I want to throw an option out there that you may not have thought of in a while. Riverside Golf Links at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. With new ownership, the golf course has improved dramatically. The greens look awesome. There are 27 holes, 9 of which are an executive course for beginners and juniors. So the other 18 holes have great bunkers. It's fun. It's relaxing. The pace of play will allow you to get 18 holes in 4 hours or less. So let me give you a couple of other particulars. A brand new grill, a stocked pro shop, and improved practice facilities. Great fun, great way to entertain yourself. Dial them up for a tee time, 847-5074, or go online, riversidegolflinks.com.
Hi, I'm Marcus Scribner. The way we treat others affects us all, and that includes the way we treat animals. Cruel treatment of animals overseas led to the pandemic crisis, killing 1 million people worldwide. Environmental destruction, pollution, and poaching have killed endangered wild species. Our world today is a poorer place for people to live and inhumane for both people and animals. Fight back, American Humane created a 10-point plan to help animals, people, and the world we share. From ending the dog and cat meat trade to universal humane standards for farms, zoos, entertainment, and animal transport. Together we can make a difference. Join the fight for our animal friends. Go to AmericanHumane.org today and sign our new deal for animals. For a kinder, safer, and healthier world. For all of us.
Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-444-4676 or look them up on the web at lynchtreeservice.com.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whoever gets hired at any school, the fan base is immediately hypnotized. Once that guy stands at the podium and he says, go team, and here's the way it's going to be, and I'm a winner, the fans automatically just melt. They could hire a guy you've never heard of from a different planet, and once that guy's done at the podium, you'd say, there it is. Happens every time.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
You're listening to the George Plaster Show on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
4:45 is the time. Poor Watson Brown. He is now on the Kroger hot seat. Watson, it's time for stat of the day.
Okay, go for it.
Okay. How many rushers in NFL history? Let me try it a different way. How many running backs in NFL history have rushed for over 10,000 career yards?
Dang, George. Oh, I think Eddie is for sure one of them. I think he was just barely over 10,000.
He's number 28 on the list with 10,441. So I've already given you some help.
Oh, geez, 28.
Yeah.
Gosh. Oh, 35?
31.
31.
Now, let's continue the quiz, shall we?
Wait a minute. That's enough.
Oh, no. There's more. There will be more to Stat of the Day. You ready?
I'm ready.
Name the top three NFL rushers of all time. Number of yards.
Walter Payton.
Number two.
Help me with one. Who am I missing?
Well, you coached against him. Well, I say that. He didn't play. It's one of your biggest wins at Vandy.
Emmett Smith.
Yes,
Emmett
sir.
Smith. Emmett Smith, because he didn't play that night. That's when we beat him. It's kind of nice when you – that's kind of like when we beat Alabama. People don't realize that night when I was playing. Johnny Musso didn't play that night either.
Oops.
That does help.
Yeah. Okay, now if you get this one, then you are the cat daddy for a day. You ready?
Ready.
Who's number three? Because if you don't really know it, there's no way you're getting number three. It's a name you know.
It's not Jim Brown. He didn't play long enough, did he?
No, and in fact... Hold on here, you know, because that's really a good point. I don't think, you know what? In spite of that, Jim Brown is number 11 with 12,312 yards.
Cow.
Is that not amazing?
That's amazing. That is amazing.
Number three.
He didn't play that long.
No, he played basically 1957 through 1965.
Holy cow. I still say he's the most dominant back of all time. Would you say that?
Yes. I think when you see film footage of him, nobody ever brought him down in the first go-round. Amazing.
Yep. No, I'm telling you, maybe the best of all time. What about Earl Campbell?
What about Earl Campbell? Let's see if Earl Campbell is even in the stratosphere. And the answer is... No, he's not even in the 31.
Holy cow, Earl Campbell didn't get that.
Yeah. Remember, you know, while he was a battering ram in the late 70s, and of course, in my mind, the greatest Monday Night Football performance I've ever seen against the Dolphins in 78 at the Astrodome. But you think about it, Watson. Shortly thereafter, that battering ram started to get it turned on himself. The injuries really started to pile up.
Yeah, they did, and because of the way he ran.
Yeah.
That's a good point. What about O.J. Simpson?
Orenthal James is number 21.
21, lower than I thought he'd be.
Yeah.
Who am I missing? Who are we missing here?
This is a difficult one because... Unless you're really thinking this direction, this guy is the most underrated great running back that the NFL has ever had.
Man, who you got?
Frank Gore.
Wow, that is very true.
Think about this one. Frank Gore is at over 16,000 rushing yards, 6,000 more almost than Eddie George.
It's unbelievable.
How crazy is that?
And that is because he lasted a long time too, George.
Yeah. So
neat stat there. I would have never got that one, but as soon as you said it, I said, yep, because I've heard that before. I knew he had piled up a bunch of yards.
If he could play one more year, and it's going to be shaky, he was with the Jets this last season.
Right.
The likelihood is he would overtake Walter Payton, which is just to me phenomenal. Okay. Give me 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Let's see what you got.
You give them to me.
Is AP on the list somewhere? He's got to be getting.
Adrian Peterson is number 5 at 14,800 plus yards. There's some surprises in this, okay? I would have gotten Barry.
Our Lions guy.
Yeah.
They quit early.
He's number 4. Barry Sanders, 15,269. And
now think about him, George, and he quit early.
After 9 years. His stuff.
So one more year in Jim Brown, right?
His stuff may be more amazing than Jim Brown.
And because he wasn't a big back either. I mean, it'd take the pounding, and of course, he ran a different style. It was a different style. So
here's one that nobody would get in the 6 hole: Curtis Martin, Bill Parcells' guy.
Yep. Long career. Ended with the Jets, right?
Yep.
Ended up with the Jets at the end. Played with the Patriots forever. Yep.
LaDainian Tomlinson, 7.
I was just about to say LT at 7, too.
Jerome Bettis, number 8. Eric Dickerson. I thought he would be even higher.
I would have. If I'd have thought of his name, I would have put him way up there.
Yeah.
What is he? 8?
Number 9.
Is Jamal Lewis 10?
Jamal Lewis.
Jamal Lewis, big orange.
Jamal Lewis is such a good guess that he's number 25.
Right there with Eddie.
Yeah.
Who's 31? Who's the last one?
The last one is Ricky Williams. Another one whose career got cut a little short.
Got a little short.
Yeah.
Brothers guy. Matt coached him the last year.
Yeah. Okay, there we go. We'll wrap this baby up. When we come back, you're listening to WNSR.
Good afternoon. Busy as expected here on the South Loop, the West Loop. They managed to move that wreck to the side. We're still looking at it here on 24 East at Harding Place. There's just so much to that traffic flow. 24 headed out towards Murfreesboro, Lebanon Pike at Briley Parkway. We know the fire department's being dispatched there right now in the Hermitage area. Busy in Mount Juliet, up and down sections of Belinda Parkway coming off the interstate. Hey, Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks, coming up on May 12th. All the details, Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
The final lap with Carrie Murphy is on.
NASCAR Xfinity Series race recap from Martinsville Speedway. The race started on Friday night, and the weekend rain sent the finish of the race over to Sunday. Junior Motorsports driver Josh Berry grabbed the lead at lap 223 and ran with it for the balance of the event to pick up his very first career win in 13 series starts after leading 95 laps in this one.
Coming to a place like this, you feel more confident in yourself because you've been here. Yeah, I've been here. I mean, look at the opportunities that or what we've had this year. I haven't seen any of these places or most, I mean, maybe one or two, but so I definitely felt more comfortable out here. I felt more comfortable about what I do as a driver coming to a place like this, but man, it's just still so unknown. So, I mean, we don't have practice, you know, and we've had some issues this year, Ben. Well, I mean, I've made mistakes, you know, on restarts and pit road and things like that. And, you know, we've made mistakes as a team. So as confident as you want to feel coming to a place like this, you still don't feel confident.
It was a 1-2 Junior Motorsports finish with Noah Gragson finishing second, picking up the Dash for Cash bonus $100,000 check. I guess he's picking up dinner. Daniel Hemric was third, followed by Ty Gibbs and Brandon Jones, rounding out the top five. Point standings look like this: 5-1, Jeb Burton, Justin Haley, Harrison Burton. Daniel Hemric is in second, 42 back of leader Austin Cindric, who has 2 wins on the season. Up next for the Xfinity Series, Talladega Super Speedway on April 24th.
Like us at facebook.com/thefinallap.
All right, we've got lucky caller number 4, Marcus, on the line. If he answers this question, he wins a new car.
Let's do this.
Okay, for a new car, name the only actor to appear in...
And now a message from our sponsor.
With 24/7 support and quick and easy claims, Progressive protects what matters most. Progressive.
Films all in the same year.
Wait, sorry, I didn't hear the question.
3 seconds, Marcus.
Yeah, no, but there was an ad in the middle.
You didn't answer.
But I didn't hear anything.
Marcus, you dropped it in the dirt.
Progressive. There's never a bad time for great protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This week at Macy's, get all set for spring with fresh sandals and sneakers, 40% off two or more pairs, and 30% off one pair. Add the perfect finishing touch with sparkling fine jewelry, 45 to 60% off. And get our lowest prices of the season on furniture, mattresses, and rugs, 20 to 65% off. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. More at Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Come celebrate Lowe's first annual Spring Fest and give your lawn the look it deserves. With five bags of premium mulch for $10 or three 19.3-ounce Bonnie vegetables and herbs for $9. Spring Fest, a festival of fun and savings for your garden and total home, in-store or online. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Offers valid through 4/21 while supplies last, in-store only. Selection varies by location, U.S. only, excluding Alaska and Hawaii.
This is the George Plaster Show. Call now, 844-5600 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
So we're a little more than 2 hours away from a big one for the Preds. Heck, they're all big at this point. 13 games left in the season, and Tampa is the opponent tonight, and Tampa is the real deal. They are a team that could flat out win the whole thing. But Watson, as I look at their schedule, they're going to have to get a couple of these type of upsets if they're going to get in.
I feel good about this one. I think they're going to come back and get these guys. But, yeah, George, they're in the playoffs right now, if you ask me, because they got some big, big games coming up. And the Blackhawks are young, and they hang around, don't they? They just hang around. So it's sure not over. But I feel good about it.
They got themselves a win last night that maybe they didn't deserve. Columbus had them on the ropes and did not close the deal. And that's a bad piece of news for the Preds. They could really use a performance like they got Saturday night. Now, I know you're going to sit there and say, wait a minute, they got belted 3-0. The truth of it is, and I was there to see it, they played pretty dang well.
I heard the goalie that night for Lightning was unbelievable.
It would help them tonight if they could score first and maybe get into a little more of a relaxed mode against this Tampa group. I got to tell you one thing. Vandy, Eastern Kentucky tonight here on WNSR, pregame at 6:15. Watson, let's keep our fingers crossed and hope that the Preds can deliver the goods tonight.
Pull them through, my man.
I'm going to try. I will be loud and proud in section 305.
No doubt.
All of you, thanks for being with us today. Congratulations to Eddie George. We'll do this again tomorrow at 2 p.m.